Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Walter Dean. Excuse me. You were just listening to the fantastic Buster Williams, Mickey Roker, and last week's guest, Mary Lou Williams, on the piano from an album called Free Spirits. The name of the song was called That Dare. It's a really funny tune, but she did a fantastic job in the treatment of that. Getting It Done is the name of the show, and as I'm once again, I am your host, Dr. Walter Dean. The interest of the show was done by last week's guest, Mary Lou Williams, and it was hard to let her go because she's playing really a fantastic job, and it's hard to let things go when they do it right. And she was that kind of child prodigy all the way up to the period of time that she actually passed on. This week, we're going to feature an artist who was born in 1924 and passed on in the year 2008 at the age of 84. However, she outlived most of her counterparts, people who were starting out around her time. Unlike most musicians, she began playing professionally at age 26. Most musicians, male and female, began playing much earlier, but she outlived them and most other musicians who came after her. Let's listen to her early recordings, and let's see if we can pull something up from this fantastic lady who I think deserves an opportunity to be heard. You know how that goes? Best laid plans of mice and men? Well, we're working on trying to get this lady's work up. Oh, here we go. That disappeared too. Well, let's see. Here we go.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey? Do I?
To give you some more information about this woman who loved to sing, but at the same time was a great pianist. And let's see if I can pull up some information about her. What you might find very, very interesting, her early beginnings were very much like none other that I've talked about so far. Blossom actually did a whole lot of stuff. And when you talk about her, you have to say that she spent a lot of time out of this country. Most of the time was spent in France, where she actually began performing at age 26. And before that, she even had an opportunity to play piano with the great Woody Herman. She had a regular childhood, but studied music as a pianist and a concert pianist. Most of the things you hear that she does or did were done on as a classical kind of structure. Most of them were chords because she did singing and filled in a lot of singing. So, but as a really fantastic person as far as the music was concerned, we're going to pull up her doing some stuff right now with Billy Taylor. Let's listen.
Counterpoint. My guest today is a young lady who is a great musician. She's a composer, a singer, a fine pianist. Her name is Blossom Deary. Hi, Blossom.
Hi, Billy.
How are you doing?
Good. It has been a long time.
You know, most people think of you as a singer, but you're a great singer. But I know that you're writing a lot of material and playing and performing a lot of material. How did you get into such a compositional area? Was this always true?
No, I think I started writing songs in the 60s when I went to London.
Mm.
That's when I first started writing songs. I only write music,
mm-hmm.
and I do have some very good lyric writers.
Well, let's do one of the things that demonstrates what we're talking about. I mean, they
okay.
have, just pick one of the two.
Well, should I do I'm Hip then?
That's nice.
The infamous I'm Hip. I'm square. I'm alert. I'm awake. I'm aware. I'm in top of a field, running around, digging sound. I read People magazine. I'm dig. I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I'm step. I don't blow, but I'm fast. Look at me swing, layering me.
That's a strange thing how someone could interrupt your computer just that fast and throw you right completely off. We're listening to Billy Taylor, and that was Blossom Deary, who was singing I'm Hip. And we're going to try to pull it back up and see why it's not playing like I wanted it to play. And if it doesn't pull us up, now it says I have no internet at all, period. Isn't that something? So what I'm going to have to do really is work with this to find out why I don't have any computer. Let's see. It says I have no internet at all. Well, the only thing I can do, because I don't have any internet, and I don't know why I don't have any internet, because I'm supposed to have some internet. Wow. Why is it that When you're dealing with certain kinds of things, you have to deal with problems that are not working or allowing you to finish what you're doing. I'm stuck in the middle of a quagmire right now. I have no internet, so I can't provide you with the information and the sound. I don't know why it cut off, because it's supposed to be playing. But then it says on here, it's not. And then it comes and goes. So what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cancel my show at this particular point because I'm not going to put up with this nonsense with this computer, because it's supposed to be playing the way it's supposed to be, and it's not giving me what I need to be able to provide you with the kind of show that you expect him to receive. And I apologize for the problem that we're having here, but I can tell you what I can about the next artist. At least I can do that. The next artist I was supposed to do is a woman by the name of Hazel Scott. Hazel Dorothy Scott was born in 1920 and passed on in 1981. She was from Trinidad, born jazz and classical pianist, singer and actor, and she was performed as herself in several films. Born in Port of Spain, Hazel was taken as an age of four by her mother to New York, recognized early as a musician prodigy. Scott was given scholarships for the age of eight to study at Juilliard School of Music, and she began performing in jazz bands in her teens and was performing on radio at age 16. She was a prominent as a jazz singer throughout the 1930s and the 1940s. And in 1950, she became the first black person to have a TV show, which was called the Hazel Scott Show, featuring a variety of entertainments. Her career in America faltered after she testified before the House of Un-American Activities Committee during the McCarthy era. You know, McCarthy killed a lot of, not physically, but mentally and professionally, a lot of jazz musicians as well as actors. And so Scott subsequently moved to Paris in the late 1950s and performed in France, not returning to the United States until 1967. Her early life, most of which I said, as a teenager, she performed piano and trumpet with her mother's, with her mother, period. At the age of 16, Hazel Scott performed on a regular radio show called Mutual Broadcasting System. And throughout the 1930s and 40s, performed jazz blues ballads and on Broadway and boogie-woogie songs. The classical musician is varied in various nice nightclubs where she played in the 1930s, late 1930s, 39s, and 1943, and was a leading attraction in both the downtown and uptown branches of the Cafe Society. Her performances created national prestige by the practice of swinging and the classics. By 1945, Scott had earned over $75,000 a year in her performance. In addition to Lena Horne, Scott was one of the first Afro-Cuban or Afro-Cuban women to garner respectable roles in major Hollywood pictures, and she performed as herself in several features, notably what was called I Do It in 1943, Broadway Rhythm in 1944 with Lena Horne and otherwise an all-white cast. Isn't that very interesting? Here back in the 1940s when black people were actually kept away from performing with white people, here in 1943 and 1944, she had a major hand. So you can see why the McCarthy people, very similar to what we're having today in our society in terms of separation of people of color, we have a situation where she had just sprang forward because of her talent. Scott had long been committed to civil rights, particularly in Hollywood, and she refused to take roles in Hollywood that cast her as a singing maid. When she began performing in Hollywood films, she insisted on having final cuts, privileges. And when it came to her appearance, in addition, she required control over and on her wardrobe so that she could wear her own clothing. If she felt that the studio choices were unacceptable, her final break with Columbia Pictures was with Harry Caan, involving a costume which she felt was stereotypical of blacks, and therefore she would not perform in it. Scott also refused to perform in Segregated Venuses,
when she was on tour. And she was once escorted from the city of Austin, Texas, by the Texas Rangers because she refused to perform when she discovered that black and white patrons were seated in separate areas. Why would anyone come to hear me, a Negro, and that word at that time was more in vogue than black as it is today, or African American, and she was in Time magazine and refused to sit beside someone just like me. So I can go on and on and on and talk about this lady because she was really a fantastic artist. I wish you could hear her, but like I said, my computer's playing games with me. I don't know whether or not it's somebody from the federal government who do not want me to provide your information. Her television variety of Hazel Scott show, she was canceled a week after Scott appeared before the HUAC on September the 29th, 1950. Scott continued to perform in the United States and in Europe, even getting sporadic bookings on television variety shows like the Cavalcades of Stars and guest starring in an escapade of CBS television and an escapade of political fallouts in the United States. Scott moved to Paris in the late 1950s, and she appeared in the French film, which I can't pronounce. She maintained a steady but difficult career in France and touring throughout Europe, and she did not return to the United States until 1967. By this time, the civil rights movement had led to a federal legislation ending racial segregation and enforcing the protection of voting rights for all citizens in addition to other social advantages. Scott continued to play occasionally in nightclubs, white, also appearing in daytime television until the year of her death. She made her television acting debut in 1973 on the ABC daytime soap opera, One Life to Live, performing wedding songs and other on-screen cousins. She was actually one of the best actors considered acting. In 1945, Scott was a Catholic, married to Adam Clayton Powell, Jr., who was the Baptist minister at the United States. Adam Clayton Powell was a congressman. He was a U.S. congressman in Connecticut, and they had one child, Adam Clayton Powell III, but they divorced in 1960 after a separation. Their relationship provoked controversy, and Powell was married when their affair began. On January 19, 1961, she married Zisco Benin, a Swiss-born comedian, after her divorce from Adam Clayton Powell. On October the 2nd, 1981, Hazel Scott died of cancer at the Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. She was only 61 years of age and survived by her son, Adam Clayton Powell III. She was buried as a Flushing Cemetery in Queens, in New York, near the musicians such as Louis Armstrong and Johnny Hodges, as well as Dizzy Gillespie, who had died in 1933. Not Dizzy Gillespie, but Johnny Hodges. A legacy, Scott was best known internationally as a performer of jazz. She was also accompanied by politics. So here you have all of the various information that I provide you about such a great woman. It's just too bad that my machine would not cooperate with me. So let's see. Every time I try to pull up something that has something to do with Shirley Scott, I get pulled off. Let's see if we can pull this up. This is Shirley Scott. We finally got something. And a variation on the board of Golden to Golden.
I have
have this hard-hitting stage play I would like to pitch to you. Title: Scott Variations. The play is about Hazel Scott becoming the first black person to have their own television program, years before the Nat King Cole show. Born in Trinidad, Hazel was an internationally known jazz and classical pianist and singer, who at age of 8 studied at the Juilliard School. She was recognized early as a musical prodigy. She began performing in a jazz band in her teens and was performing on radio at age 16. In addition to Lena Horne, Scott was one of the first black women to garner respectable roles in major Hollywood pictures. She performed as herself with a reputation as jazzing up the classical in several features such as Something to Shout About, I Dude It, The Heat's On, Broadway Rhythm, Rhapsody in Blue and The Night Affair. When the Hazel Scott Show premiered on the Dumont Television Network on July 3, 1950, Variety magazine reported that Hazel Scott has a neat little show in this modest package, its most engaging element being Scott herself. With the advent of the Red Scare in the television industry, Scott's name appeared in Red Channels, a report on communist influence in radio and television in June 1950. Scott voluntarily appeared before the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Sounds like they're playing games with me again. I'm going to continue to see if I can push some of these buttons and see what comes up and see if they continue to tell me I don't have any internet. And every time I play something, they tell me I don't have internet now. Why would I have internet all of a sudden and not have any internet? And why would it happen when I'm dealing with Shirley Scott? Now, that's very interesting. I'm not the person that is suspicious about everything that happens in society. But I'm very suspicious when things, you know, by the way, I didn't tell you that Hazel Scott played organ. She was a fantastic organ player. So what we're going to do is continue to see if we can pull things up, and I'll just fill in the spaces until that happens. And if that doesn't happen, let's see what will happen if I do pull up something else. See what if something else would go on. They're saying I don't have any internet. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very apologetic for this total interruption. And I'm sorry that our show cannot continue because it's only me just talking just to be talking. It doesn't make sense. However, if something happens again, what we'll do is we'll try to pull up something else whereby the internet will be available to me, and I'll come back on. And so this was Dr. Walter Dean on Getting It Done. You had an opportunity to hear Blossom Dearie somewhat, along with Billy Taylor talking about her abilities, and you heard me talk in great lengths about Hazel Scott and her abilities. So until next week, or until the next time I try to produce a show, you've been listening to Getting It Done, and I have been your host, Dr. Walter Dean. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. It looks like I finally got somebody to help me out. I only have a few minutes left, so we're going to go back to Blossom Dearie and find out exactly. I don't know if I can get back to where I really want to, but we'll listen to some of her music and then maybe listen to Hazel Scott. Wow, and let's see if that works. And here's something. Now the sound's gone. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. All right. Let's try that.
Try any $20 fill up at KFC.
I'm learning to love.
Because we've heard her, and we've never heard anything from Shirley Scott. So what we're going to do is see if I can pull something up for Shirley Scott. And this one is called Shirley Scott on a Clear Day. And let's see what happens.
Hey.
about five more minutes in the show. I want to hear more of Hazel. Hazel Scott and not Shirley Scott. And let's see if we can pull something up by this great lady. Here she is with Charlie Mingus and Night Music.
I'm Hazel Scott. I'd like you to meet the members of my trio. They're Charlie Mingus on bass and Woody Nichols on drums. We'd like to do our version of A Foggy Day for you. I was a stranger, all of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of safety. What to do? What to do? What to do? They asked me what to do. It turned out to be the luckiest day I've known.
But Hazel Scott, I want to apologize to everyone who had the opportunity to listen to this mixed-up show. I am not in South Carolina, but I'm in North Carolina. And what happens is that when you stay at a hotel, sometimes the internet is not connected properly. And I blame myself for that because my knowledge about computers is very limited. We only have about a minute left to go on the show, so this show that I did today will be repeated again next week, except that I will not do as much as I did this week. But we will get into Mary McFarlane. We'll do a little more of the same person that we had last today, Deary, and then also, of course, Hazel Scott. So until next week, this is Dr. Walter Dean, and this has been Getting It Done.